Ukraine. The exact same amount that we have sent to Ukraine. Now, you know, you may not think this is a big deal, and it may not mean much to you. But if your fellow countrymen are struggling the way we know people are and are going to be in the coming months as the recession that people don't want to talk about begins to take hold, and maybe you're fortunate, maybe you're one of the people who, you know, the $5 gas prices didn't affect, and you can ride it out. You know, maybe you're one of the people with the increased rent payments that people have had to make because of inflation or the food prices or all of those things. If you're fortunate enough that this hasn't impacted you, then fine. But there's a whole segment of this population that this is a struggle day to day to even make it through another day. And I always like to speak for those types of people because more times than not, people on these airways don't talk about those people. And but that's where I come from. And so those are American citizens who we tend to forget about. But that number is growing rapidly more and more each day as people who used to be middle class are now struggling. They're no class. Let's go to the phone lines and my man Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people are the government. And we must never forget that, even as stupid as we are. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party.
$50 billion, man. $50 billion.
This is just ridiculous. You know where we all, or where I stand on all
this. I know.
I mean, it's money and politics, of course. But you know what? Joe Biden once said something. He said, show me your budget, and I'll show you your values. Show me your budget, and I'll show you your values. Well, you know what? I guess this is our values. I guess our values are for all of us working people out here to work as hard as we can, pay 30 to 40% in taxes, so they just give it off to the billionaire class. I guess we're just basically working in servitude for the corporations. In America, if you don't wake up and realize that when you pay your taxes, those taxes should be coming back to we, the people. Not to the corporations, not to the military-industrial complex. It needs to be coming back to we, the people, all of us. Medicare for all. The program, Social Security, Medicare, you know, you name it. What is so crazy is that we have a corporate, a media corporate industrial complex as well that, you know, you tell them that you're going to give a break, tax break to the middle class, or you're going to, you know, do something for the environment. Oh my God, that is front page story news. Yeah. That is like right there in the headlines of every single thing that's out there. But when you talk about the $50 billion that you're talking about, or the military industrial complex, you don't hear much about that. You just don't. You don't hear much about that. You don't hear much about the fact that Congress makes money by stock trades and all of those types of things as well. And shame on Nancy Pelosi for not putting that bill up. But the bottom line is people quit hitting your head against a wall. Because either, A, we should not pay a single cent in taxes, and the billionaire class should be the only ones that pay taxes, so then they can get the money that they want for their, you know, for their projects. But why are we continuously being the working stiffs that are out here working and just giving it to the corporations? What is wrong with we the people?
Well, you know, Tom, what's wrong with we the people is number one, that this information is not going to be everywhere. It's not going to be on the evening news. It's not, you know, it's not romantic. And if you are a person who believes in business, And I'm not saying people shouldn't believe in business. It's critically important. We would not have a nation without business. But man, when a business and an owner like Jeff Bezos, and all the money he has, and he's clamoring for $10 billion because he's concerned about the microchip industry and we've got to build it up in this country. And then he goes to Congress and they capitulate. Then, you got to say, wait a minute. This man doesn't need any money from the taxpayers. His money is protected. He doesn't pay anywhere near his fair share. And it's not just him, because they're going to, you know, his is $10 billion. They're talking about giving $50 billion. But when you ask for, like in the city where I live, where there's, you know, children are dying from leaded water. And they're drinking leaded water.
And after school program, too. Earl.
They're drinking leaded water every day, and we know it. And everybody knows it. So there's a poisoning of these children in rural areas everywhere else, but there is no clamoring for $50 billion to get that done. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Hey Tom, that's we the people, right? You always begin what you are saying with we the people. But what happens if we the people aren't woke?
And well, that's the problem.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why I didn't get away with what they're doing, because we the people. And listen, we're focused more on, I said this yesterday, J-Lo and what's her husband? What's the guy's name she just got?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Ben Affleck. You know, that's what they feed you. And
Johnny Depp and his stupid.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's it's. So we can go back 30 years. And that's the one good thing about, you know, having aged. And I remember maybe 40 years now when I first heard the first salvo about dumbing down of the American people. You remember when they first started talking about that? I remember reading a Time magazine article maybe 30 years or more ago. And they talked about the dumbing down of the American people. Guess what? They've succeeded.
Yep, bread and circus. Bread and circus.
Yes, the American people have been dumbed down.
Yep.
And we're not even aware of it.
No, it's so sad. I mean, it's just like I said, it's why the focus, and thank God we have Bernie Sanders.
No question.
You know, that's the one person that can speak out and tell the truth. You know, and the corporate media did everything they could just to sully his reputation. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there that didn't vote for Bernie that now are finally seeing the light and see exactly what Bernie is about. Yeah, come on, people, wake up and start fighting for yourself rather than for these corporations. I mean, all we're doing is we give our children's lives, the impoverished children, by sending them over to war.
So, Tom, listen to this, because this is the other shoe. On that discussion, voting isn't enough. Our democracy requires radical reform. Our country is in the midst of a legitimacy crisis with the Supreme Court at the heart of it. Here's how you can fix it. Now, and this is from Representative Ilhan Omar, who Republicans claim, you know, is the devil's offspring. But what she is a truth teller. She's in Congress. She sees what is taking place. She's not outside of it. She is there. And she is telling people exactly what is happening inside of our Congress. Isn't that what we need to know? But she's being vilified.
That's what we need to know, but that's when the media then jumps on and like you said, basically tries to drown the baby in the bathwater before they even get a chance to speak out. I mean, that's part of the problem. You know, they've made her into a, you know, quote-unquote radical and, you know, all these other things.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, as always, man. Thank you for listening. You know,
vote for yourself, people.
Yeah.
Vote for your own interests. Stop voting for corporations.
All right. Let's bring up CJ. CJ, good morning. What's going on, man? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call.
Hold on, CJ. CJ, we're going to a break. Okay, so hang on. We'll come back to you on the other side. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
WAUK and the Shah are the new kids on the radio block, and that block happens to be on Wisconsin Ave, Waukesha. Now is a great time to advertise locally with 540 AM and the Shah 101 FM. While the ads are inexpensive and the audience is rapidly growing, sponsorships available for This Week in Waukesha, Raised in the Shah, or live local music on the weekends. Spring packages starting at just $495 a month. Get started today by emailing info@waukradio.com.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes. 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
Conservative talk radio, they don't want to hear your opinion. They want to give you your opinion. They've done a good job. There's a way out. You can escape. Just turn on 540 AM WAUK, 8 AM to 11 AM, Monday through Friday, and we can help you get out. We can teach you to think again.
Catch the Earl Ingram Show weekdays from 8 to 11 AM here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.